Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Hallelujah is right.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Gosh.
Yeah. This is a, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, congregation speaks.
Yes. All the way. Yeah. It is Friday. It is wonderfully brisk this morning.
I know. I like it.
For a summer morning. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It caught me off guard.
It did?
Yeah. I mean, I love it, but it just caught me off guard.
Were you a little chilly? Did you need a light sweater?
I was a little
sweater?
Chilly.
Emergency sweater.
Like a little cardigan or something.
So you have to just beware this morning if you see Antoine, because he is up and he's excited. It's Friday, but he has rock hard nipples because he's a little bit chilly.
Cutting glass. Yep.
Watch out. Like, oh, my eye. Mr. Terrell, good Lord.
Oh, man.
God must know it's Father's Day weekend because the weather is finally, the rain is out. Oh. It's beautiful. It's What'd you think
I
was going to say?
I thought you were going to say they're calling for a bad storm. Okay.
No, man! No. Come on!
So the weather's good. It's perfect for grilling.
Today, sunny and breezy, 77. Tomorrow, sunny, high 84.
Yeah.
Yep. A little warm on Sunday. Isolated storms.
Okay.
Maybe. But that's just, bathed dad in the glow that is he. High 88 for that day. But yeah, it's looking pretty good for the weekend. Father's Day weekend in the house. I had a question for you. Now I forget what it was. I was going to ask you something.
Oh, you were just thinking about Father's Day.
I am. I'm all about me. I'm just me. It is me day.
But you got Father's Day coming up, so you should be distracted.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans?
Yes, I am going to the mountains tonight.
Okay.
Ooh. I gotta go. My daughter's at camp. She's been at sleepaway camp all week.
Uh-huh.
My wife was livid yesterday.
Wow.
Because
what happened?
I mean, it's livid, not livid. She's mad because I mean the kids at sleepaway camp. And I don't know, parents, if you're listening, it's that first week you send them away and you really, it's one of those ones that you don't get any communication with them. You're allowed to email them, but they no contact with you, you know, that sort of thing. And so she's missing her.
Yeah.
And they post pictures on their Facebook page of the stuff. And she has not found any pictures of her daughter except for one where she was way in the background and she's mad. She's like, where is my child? I want to see her.
So how far away is Slipaway Camp?
Slipaway Clamp?
Slipaway.
Slipaway Camp.
What kind of hostage situation?
Monica's got a busy Father's Day weekend as well.
Slipaway Clamp. How far away is it?
Honey, I've got the Slipaway Clamps. I'm ready. It is 3 hours.
Okay.
Three
and a half hours. Say, so she can't like pop over.
Mm-mm.
Man.
Well, we're popping over to get her tomorrow. We're going to pop over and put her in the car and drive home. But, yeah, so she's definitely, I'm sure she's having fun, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one picture, because it's all the kids sitting in a field, and I think they were listening to something, and she was just kind of sitting there picking on the grass. She goes,
is she okay?
She looks bored. I don't know. I hope she's having fun, because she looks bored in this picture. I'm like, all the kids look bored in this picture. I'm sure they were talking to her about something.
She gets one email a day?
We can send them one email a day. And it's 200 characters, which is less than a tweet, I would like to point out.
Yes, it is.
Man. So you can't read. You're half tweeting to them. That's really all it is.
You have to be concise.
Hey, how's it going? Love you. Bye.
Man.
I know.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
They're calling it a McNightmare.
A McNightmare.
Okay, explain.
People are so judgy, though. Okay, so he wants to propose to his woman, which he did. She said yes, but he did it in McDonald's.
Okay.
And why people are judging him is because he put the ring in the middle of a Big Mac.
All right.
So he opened the box, and the ring is tucked in the middle of the bun.
Oh, that's precious.
And so he was going for that, you know, cute, right, met you here, you know, this is just a sweet little innocent something.
After hearing so many horror stories of women accidentally swallowing engagement rings, I'm not one that... Personally, I would do the food thing.
Yeah.
If you want to have that be the cornball way you propose.
Cornball. See, that's what they're saying.
That's fine, though.
Cornball.
I think it's cute.
It's cute and innocent.
Maybe like their first date was at a McDonald's or something like that.
There has to be some reason behind
like
this, it.
They first, you know, met at a McDonald's.
And it is one of those ones you see those people that get married in a Walmart or a Taco Bell or a McDonald's or whatever. And if that's the way they want to do
it. But when they post it online, Yeah. People just rip it apart.
Or they love mean. To be savage mm-hmm. about the situation.
Yep.
Was it just because it was in the Big Mac?
Yes, because it was in the bun at McDonald's.
But did he stuff
Mac.
It down in there? At least he didn't do that. Surprise!
No, it wasn't in the middle. She didn't eat half of the sandwich and be like, what's this?
She opened it and saw it.
And it was right there. And he got on one knee and said, would you marry me? Will you marry me? And she said, yes.
Will you McMarry me?
And she enjoyed it, yes.
Good. How did your husband propose to you?
He did it. We went out to dinner at Red Lobster.
Okay.
We went to Red Lobster, okay. had dinner, walked out, and he got on one knee as we were heading home.
He put the ring on one of the lobster's little tentacle
claws.
Yeah. See, I was thinking it might have been buried in a popcorn shrimp.
No. That'd be dangerous. I'd be like, what's this?
This colon blockage brought to you by your wedding.
But it was very.
So he got down on one knee outside of the Red Lobster.
Yes, he did.
Nice. See, now that if you put that on the internet, you would probably be attacked.
Probably.
Yeah.
In the same way as this person.
Yeah, because it was really just a simple date night, you know, and it was just a regular evening, and he popped a question.
The motto this week has been everybody's entitled to lead their own best life. So mm-hmm. if that's what works for them, you be quiet. Because I joke and I say cornball, but is that any less cornball than somebody doing the traditional wedding? There's a lot of cornball things about a regular wedding. Yeah, so true. It's all cornball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cornball away.
Whatever works for the couple.
Uh-huh. Yep. As long as they don't swallow it. That's for safety. That's what it is.
Oh, the McProposal.
Mm-hmm. Don't get married.
Or the red proposal. That's what Monica's was.
The red proposal.
Oh, is it Red Lobster?
Oh, Red Lobster. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The lobster.
It's like the red wedding from
I know. That's where my head went. I didn't think about the location.
I love you. Will you marry me? Yes. Slice. There you go. This person texted in 52353. This is interesting sometimes. They proposed at the circus.
At the circus. Okay. All right.
You never know what speaks to certain people, what their passions are, and the tie-ins of how they met.
Mm-hmm.
Then this person, I feel for them because they went all out. Proposed to their wife, you know, proposed to my wife at the house. Uh-huh. Rose petals on the floor. Candles. Planned the whole elaborate wedding.
Yeah.
Everything set.
Yeah.
And eloped.
We changed our mind. We just like, let's just get this over with.
And it says we got so much crap about it.
Yeah, I bet they did. Yeah.
Planning weddings are hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes into them.
It's
I don't
stressful.
Care. If you're someone, you're about to get engaged or you just got engaged and you're going to start planning a wedding, I hear you. I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, mine is going to be different because we are going to keep ours small. Said everybody ever that wasn't a Kardashian. I mean,
that's adding in, we forgot this.
Right.
So we need to add this.
And then your mom wants a table of her friends from college and your dad says, don't forget your Uncle Roy, who you don't even like and has got a weird eye. Like all those things.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, 200 people. That's how it works. And I'm telling you, you're listening right now and you're going, no. See, in mind, we're going to keep it small.
No,
right?
You're not.
Remember this moment. Remember the red proposal. It's nice. I'm talking about
so many details.
So many details. So many memories from yesterday's hookup or hangup.
Mm.
Most of them anti-Kylie. She was awful. I'm sorry.
She was. Yes, she was.
She was straight up judgmental, fat shamer,
mm-hmm.
just attitude all over. She seemed so nice in the beginning. She tricked us.
Yes,
she did.
we were duped.
She had a fun name. She had a like bubbly personality. It felt like.
Oh my god!
So we had 60 seconds to get to know her as well.
I know.
we stayed on the line.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you this much: you can learn a lot about someone in 60 seconds because we learn everything changed. And I was so mad at us yesterday because when I listened to it the second time, and when we got ready to do it, we said, "All right, we welcome back Kylie! Yay, Kylie!"
And we're all,
yay!
Kind of celebrated Kylie.
You. The good news is. We met Scott.
We did.
And Scott's our new buddy. So here, if you missed it, fire yesterday. And then there is going to be a positive ending to this. So here it goes.
Kind of built like Demi Lovato before she got fat.
Whoa. Okay. Wait, hold up.
Yeah, so this is right in the middle of their 60 seconds. And that's her comment mm-hmm. that set it all off. Here, we'll continue.
I wouldn't consider Demi fat. She's fat. You're definitely going to think I'm a pig.
Well, okay, so are you overweight too?
Two. Okay.
Well, I mean I'm not like the smallest guy. I'm definitely tall, but I guess like I carry a little extra.
Okay, I'm not trying to like sound shallow. I just believe when people are overweight, I don't know, it's just like an excuse
okay.
because you're lazy.
Okay. Well, I don't want to sound shallow.
Okay.
Time is up. All right.
Okay.
That took a turn.
Yeah, it did.
Started good.
It did ish, and then here we are. So that's a very bold statement to shoot there at
and
the
Demi
end.
Looks good.
And Demi does
yes,
look good.
Yes, she does.
I don't have a good feeling. Let me so I'll go ahead and count it down in 3, 2, 1. Scott, are you still here?
Yeah.
Kylie, are you still here?
Yeah, but I was about to hang up.
Then just hang up. You know what? I can do
okay.
There, you're done. I can hang up on you. There, she's out.
Oh, look, well, that helped you out.
Scott, are you still there?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm... This is a good idea.
No, I don't think this was a good idea either, actually.
We should have Scott back.
That's what I'm thinking. I think this was a terrible idea to deal with this person who... Fine, you don't want to have kids. I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Even though it did come off as a very bold statement, but... That is a huge deal breaker, and kids are not for everybody. So that makes sense to me. But then we get into body shaming.
Yeah, that's what she just did.
Judgments and things like that. And I could get into this. Well, what do you look like versus this?
Uh-huh.
Because people who love to say things like
so quickly.
That. Yeah. So, Scott, you're a normal human being.
Yeah, that was rude.
See,
yeah.
It was
very rude.
I didn't appreciate that.
I didn't want to give her any false pretenses, you know?
Right.
That was smart.
So, Scott... Tell me about you.
Oh, look. He's like, I will take you on a date, Scott.
No, I'll tell you what. If it is something you want to do, because that was a sucky experience right there. And I feel like you deserve better than that. But I completely understand if the answer is no. But would you be interested in trying hook up or hang up where you're in charge? We will find you someone that we think is a good match for you. And we see where this goes.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're getting Scott a girlfriend next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
I'm excited about this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're going to.
Deserves some good mojo.
He does. And she's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying her name anymore.
No.
She's out of here. So Scott, we're doing it on Wednesday. So Wednesday at 7:30. Scott is, I'm telling you, he's going to find a girlfriend. It might be his wife.
Yeah,
he might find his wife.
I hope so.
He might propose at the end of the 60 seconds.
He
too soon, Scott. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Never suffer through sticky fingers again. Also, how to enjoy anything you want when you're sitting at the beach.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Friday means Thang Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
It means helpful tips. It means little tricks.
Yeah.
It means life hacks. It means savings.
It's like we are with you in the weekend. Like
yes.
We're helping you throughout the weekend.
And by we, Antoine, you mean me and you.
That's where the buck stops.
Oh, hey, Monica.
What?
Monica's here.
Do what?
Monica will then charge in and try to do things to you as well with her thang hack. Last week, she damaged your butt. This week.
I'm going to help your body. Not just your butt.
Oh, the whole body.
The whole thing.
It wasn't enough to just violate us with our butts.
Well,
now you're coming
you.
After the whole
it
body.
It involves a bathroom again.
Okay. Yeah.
She gets her own segment next, and her mind is in the bathroom for yet again. But first, sticky popsicle fingers.
Yes.
I hate sticky stuff.
I know. Just, and actually, your anger diary from earlier this week is what really caused me to look into this.
Okay. So do tell.
So, you know, when you get those popsicles, the ones like the individual where you have that paper around it so you unwrap it, those melt really fast.
Yes, they do.
On your fingers.
I consider those to be the dessert that you have when all other desserts are gone. For some reason, you have been left with no other hope other than this, or you have a sore throat, and this is the only thing that's going to make it feel better is one of these popsicles.
Yep. And so, easy, quick, simple solution. You take a cupcake liner, and you stick the popsicle through the cupcake liner. And all of the juice from the popsicle falls down into the cupcake liner, which is now separating your finger from the juice.
Okay. So it helps if you got kids and you don't want
especially
them to have
especially at a birthday
fingers.
Party in the house, things like that.
Of course, it does create a well of sticky juice that they can then tip onto, say, your furniture or your couch or the cat or anything else.
One step at
a
time.
I mean, a better idea would just be just to take a lady sanitary pad and use that as a...
As a popsicle liner.
I feel disrespectful that you started that with saying
just
a
take
better
lady,
idea.
A lady liner.
I feel like,
and it would be extra, you know,
absorbent.
So
you would jam that on the stick?
Yeah.
All right, Antoine?
No.
I'm going to have to say that her idea is slightly better than yours.
No, it's...
It doesn't make either of them a good idea.
My idea is a good idea.
No. What? It's not.
It's a very simple one. If you're having a birthday party, you already have cupcake liners. You're having a pool party.
But now I have 27 different kids. with a little pocket of juice that they're going to spill all over the place. I'd rather it get on their hands than it get on the furniture or the floor or anything
else. Their hands are going to the wall.
So, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Tampon Popsicle because I'm picking that one.
No.
Absorb all that.
No.
Wow. No.
Oh, my God. I can't
Text in a better idea to cupcake liners. Or
that's fine. If
or
you
the tampon line.
Is it a tampon or a liner? Whatever you want to do, whatever's easier for you.
And again, let me be clear. Neither of them are good ideas.
Mine is a good idea.
It's just a question of which one is less bad.
It's a vote.
I think Monica's going to win on that vote.
Oh, God.
This is my deal. If you're going on vacation this summer, it could be the beach, could be the mountains, whatever it is you have going on. In a lot of cases, what do you not have when you get there? A decent cell phone signal or Wi-Fi or anything like that. And as much as we want to leave all our technology behind, our technology has a lot of stuff on it that we want to read on the beach or watch on the beach or listen to or things like that. So how to get all that enjoyment on your phone, even when you have crap signal this summer, you got to go old school. You ever used Reading List in your Safari or your Chrome, anything like that in your browser?
I've seen it as an option, never actually used it.
Now's the time to use it because if there's an article maybe you want to read or a story and you think, I want to read that on the beach, but I may not have a good signal, you can go in there, you can add it to your reading list, and you can select automatically save offline. Ooh. So it will automatically save it. So then when you are offline,
there
you go.
It's available. Yeah.
It also is available on YouTube. On YouTube, in your library, the bottom right corner of the screen, you can go to downloads and you can actually download
shows,
YouTube videos or shows or whatever to your phone so you could watch them or your iPad, whatever. Netflix, same thing if you want to do that. Now, there's a ton of different apps that'll do this too, but these are things you probably already have. So you can go old school with the reading list.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to read to your heart's content while you're sitting
on
the beach. Exactly. Yeah. So now we go into the toilet. Monica Brooks and her bathroom fang hack, as well as your opinions on who had the better bad fang hack, Antoine or Monica, the lesser of the two, the lesser of two evils here on the thing.
Oh.
You'll never look at your bathroom the same way again. Sorry.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
Maybe two.
And I don't even know what it is, but I already have to apologize. Because I feel like it's the safe thing to do, is just apologize in advance.
If it's in the bathroom.
We talked about the toilet last week, trying to,
exfoliate
your butt skin. All right? So now
I'm not helping you with that description.
Well, you have to go back to the podcast and listen for yourself.
Go for it.
Get a smooth bump. All right. So now this is going to help with your decorating, like your skills. Oh, if you are one of those people that just suffer, like with when it comes to interior design,
I am. I suck at. I hate it.
Well, this is so easy for you.
Okay.
All you need to do is collect your soda can rings. When you open a soda can, just pop that ring off. You have a Coke Zero every day. Just, drink Coke Zero every day for a week and you haven't probably enough. So get some string. Probably have some string laying around the house.
Always.
Or some thicker.
Just laying around.
Or a tiny rope. Whatever you want to do.
It's a little bondage rope.
It's 4-H camp. Yep, got all this stuff.
Yeah, and you're thinking, okay, I don't have a shower rod, right? I don't have a...
Oh, do not
I don't
even.
Have...
Oh, boy.
No.
I don't have something to hang my curtain, my shower curtain. You run some string through your rings, your soda rings, and through your shower curtain, and you hang that up on your rod, or hang that up on the wall if you don't
have a rod. Hang that on your own rod. If you have a rod, you don't need these things.
No,
if you don't have the string, the proper tools to hang your shower curtain, you run that string, and you use those little Coke rings.
And this is supposed to help us with decorating, because
decorating and holding up your shower curtain.
This makes our bathroom look cooler.
Well, I would recommend maybe spray painting the rings or something like that to add a touch of color.
Why am I not just buying a shower rod?
These are fair questions.
But if you're drinking Coke Zero or Pepsi every day, why not use what you have?
Because it's not for this.
I've already had
If you
I
have
guess.
String already readily available, why not use your string and your Coke
And I have
Coke
string
Zero.
And soda tabs. That's my shower
yes,
curtain
Yes, use your
rod
tabs.
Now.
What about the steam from the shower? Isn't that going to do something to the...
No, if you do it right. You do it right, you'll be okay.
What about the embarrassment, just in general, of having this?
It's kind of, it's retro a little bit. I can see
retro,
that.
Retro, okay. Where?
Now, the image I have, Antoine, when you say where is...
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. You know how they draw it? They draw the picture
I'm
for
thinking
you.
It's the scary cabin. Remember when Jason kills all those people in Friday the 13th?
Yeah, at the at camp or whatever.
Camp Crystal
yeah.
Lake. Uh-huh. This is the kind of shower curtain I would expect to be there. Old shower curtain with Coke Zero tabs. Maybe some people's fingers mixed in as well.
No.
I'm offended that she said this is retro because retro means that it was popular at some point in the past.
Yes.
This was never popular
when was
at any
this
point.
Popular?
Back in the day when somebody originated when and they said, you know what? Keep these tabs.
Can you imagine?
And this right here, you know they
what
draw.
HGTV it, show.
So this is your toilet. I drew a picture. This is very
oh, yeah, it's great.
Generic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are a great
so
artist.
So here uh-huh. is a your toilet.
Yes.
Your bathtub's right here, the interior of your
yes.
bathtub.
Yes.
All right, then you have your shower rod, but you have your tabs yes. hanging uh-huh. down, holding your shower curtain.
I understand.
It give a little pop and flare right there.
I knew exactly what you were talking about. It's still horrible.
Yeah, you,
I
didn't,
you didn't have to.
You didn't have to draw that.
I thought I had to draw a picture.
No, no, we knew it was stupid when you yep. said it.
Monica Brooks has the classiest bathroom in town with soda tab shower curtains and then carpet on her toilet so she can rub her butt on it as
people
well.
People use soda cans when they get married. Ding-a-ling-ling on the back of their cars. Now just use them for your first shower, you
okay.
know, together as a married couple.
You're done. Go home.
Oh,
it's,
well.
It's all set.
Oh, Merry Christmas all.
Parents, you need to be alerted of this because it's coming whether you like it or not. Now in the trending.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three. Number three.
Parents of small children, I have terrible news. Baby Shark is coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
As if the song do 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 wasn't
it,
enough.
It already showed up.
Nickelodeon's working on a TV show. Mm-hmm. No!
Oh, yes.
And as if that's not bad enough, because TV, you can just you turn it off. Oh, I don't know. TV's broken. Oh, sorry. Baby Shark says, oh, no. We're coming directly for you. And they are hitting the road with a 100-date live show. No!
They gotta oh, wow. make some money. They gotta profit from
this. They're about to make
this.
A lot of money.
And I know because I heard about it, and I'm like, oh, Baby Shark is taking over.
You say they've got to make some money as if they're poor.
Well, no, but they gotta really so take poor. Advantage of the time that they're hot.
I have a fantastic idea, though. Every parent who has to put up with One Night in Hell, which is the Baby Shark live show, take that tiny child, and you make them sign a contract before you buy the tickets.
Okay.
Make them sign a contract and tell them that they can go. However, they have to repay you in chores when they're older.
What?
And save this for a day you really need it. Or get it to say, I will clean out the garage once a year. And you can use it until they're 18.
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll sign anything at 3 years
like
old.
Their lawyer needs to be present, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call Mark Skullrude. I'm sure he can hook it up. And yeah, that
Baby
is the way you
shark,
do it.
Do.
Oh, don't do it because it gets the kids riled up. And then they want to hear more of it. I'm sorry, guys. Stop it! Stop!
Number two.
Ooh, number two trending, Monica. I think you might be interested in this. You know what the boomerang? You know
yep.
the boomerang? And not the Australian.
You talking about Instagram
thing.
Boomerang?
Yes, talking yep. about the Instagram boomerang. Mm-hmm. The newest thing that people are doing? Sending nude GIFs to each other. Boomerangs.
Oh,
the
Lord.
The nude boomerang.
No.
Nudarang.
But not...
The nudarang.
To their friends and stuff like
well, no,
that?
No, just, what? You know.
To their friends?
I don't know who they send it to.
What kind of friendships do you have?
I don't
maybe know significant what? Others.
Furthermore, Antoine, Monica, I thought we were friends.
Exactly.
You haven't sent me a nudarang.
I was like, a nudarang?
I guess we're just coworkers. Never mind. Fine. The newest thing in sexting.
Ah. Oh.
Because it makes sense to do this story after Baby Shark. These
yes,
this
it
covers
works.
The exact same audience.
Yep. I think that's really dangerous. The nudarang.
Well, any of those things are certainly dangerous, yeah. but it's a thing. People like to send stuff back and forth to each other. And now the boomerang is fun because it's sort of like wag-a-lag-a-lag.
And it's wagging back and forth.
It's fun.
They send it back and forth because it's wagging back and forth.
I think this is fun. However, guys, stop it. Because what I has a whole section of this article about how it's not a helicopter and stop doing that because nobody wants to see it. Just so you know.
I
know,
right?
Number one.
The most popular vegetable in America, and it's not even close. What's the most popular vegetable in America? What do you think?
Broccoli.
Broccoli? Oh, it probably is. It's a cucumber.
Well, maybe when you're doing your nudarangs, but Anton is correct.
Thank you.
It's broccoli.
Thank you.
Charles Broccoli.
Charles Broccoli. No.
Thank you. I had broccoli earlier this week. It's my favorite vegetable. Broccoli.
Okay, so broccoli is your favorite. Yes. Are you, because you're not a picky eater, but you're not a super adventurous eater.
No.
You just haven't been exposed to certain things and you don't really cook. How are you on vegetables? Do you like vegetables?
As long as they're cooked. I don't care for raw vegetables.
Okay, so you won't eat a salad.
That doesn't count.
It's a big bowl of raw vegetables.
Like, well, my salad is usually pretty plain. There's not a lot of adventure in my salad.
You can get some broccoli and don't, you know, dip it in ranch.
But like, if you're cooking the broccoli, cooking carrots, stuff like that, I'll eat it all day.
38 out of 50 states voted broccoli as their favorite vegetable, and then a bunch of candy came in after that because corn, which to me is not even a vegetable, came in second, and carrots came in third,
yeah,
which again,
sweet.
Also not a vegetable.
I do enjoy broccoli.
I used to like broccoli a lot more than I do now, and it's my son's fault because it's the only vegetable he eats for the most part.
Mm-hmm. So you have to make it all the time.
He won't even eat corn or carrots, either of those.
Oh.
It's broccoli is the only one. So we have to make it 2-3 times a week just for him to eat it. I'm just sick of it. Sick of looking at him, sick of smelling it. What's that smell in the kitchen? I'm the chef. I like my smells to smell good. Broccoli does have a butt quality.
It
does.
It, does not have a good smell.
And so all the time, oh, what are you making?
Mm-hmm.
No! It's the kid's fault, man. Come on.
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told, fork you? Sometimes things just need to be told off.
Yep.
Because your mojo is being ruined.
Clear it out. We always say clear it out.
Yeah.
Before the weekend gets
started. Start the weekend right.
Blow out them pipes. Mm-hmm. Who or what needs to be told, fork you? Sometimes you are forking a person. Sometimes you're forking a thing. Sometimes you're forking something for how good it is. Does that even make any sense? As I say,
fork you
to lettuce.
Okay.
Delicious.
Oh, lettuce.
Lettuce. No, delicious lettuce specifically. Don't you?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Lettuce is delicious.
But who craves it?
They don't have to crave it for it to be delicious.
So, you know what? How dare you, as a hypocrite, even say that? Because there are so many times you crave a delicious, crisp salad with that beautiful lettuce inside of it and all of the things. And lettuce is, I mean, it's the bowl that salad is. Without lettuce, there is no salad.
Correct.
And I say, fork you to extra delicious lettuce because I buy lettuce at the farmer's market every week from this one farm in particular who are awesome. And I buy too much lettuce.
What you doing all that lettuce?
And because it's so good and it looks so good. And then I buy 2-3 heads of this lettuce. And then I realize when it gets to Thursday and Friday, I got too much lettuce.
Yeah.
I am buying too much. They're making me spend too much money.
Because it's so
good.
You
don't need it, but you want it.
On my delicious lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
So fork you lettuce. Plus, I also have to wash this lettuce, which drives me crazy because it's from the farm.
Yep.
So occasionally you
get bugs.
Bonus bugs if you're not
protein.
Careful. And I just blindly eat the stuff, and my wife will yell at me, so I can't. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine.
Fork you to my obvious choice-making failures every time I go to the grocery store.
That's like a downer on life. Obviously, I am a loser, and I can't decide anything anymore.
No, it's just at the grocery store. Somehow, no matter how hard I try, I always get the shopping cart with that oily, squeaky wheel, the one that's not lined up,
and you can just
hear it the entire time.
They know
time.
You're coming around a corner.
Yes, and I don't want to be the jerk that puts him back and gets another cart, so I just hold on to it.
So instead, he's the jerk that's wurgle-twurgling around the grocery store.
And it's so loud. Mm-hmm. It's like amplifying. It's like there's a Bluetooth speaker in the cart that's amplifying it throughout the store.
They see him coming. They're like, hey, it's Antoine. Get the jerk cart ready. Yep, we're going to get him in this.
It's the worst.
It's like such a dodo when it's wobbling all the way through. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
It's your turn, and you can win a $50 Kroger gift card so you can push your sucky cart all the way around, but you can feel good about it. Monica, what's yours about?
A little field mouse.
Oh, Monica's going to fork a little field mouse here in a minute.
A little outdoor mouse. Yeah.
Hopefully no mice will be injured in the process of this fork you. Well, okay. Oh. Or maybe some mice will be injured in the process of this fork you. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Monica Brooks. That poor little mouse. What's happening
to the poor little mouse? I was going to say fork you to the field mouse. But really, I need to say fork you to the cat that pulled the field mouse into my driveway.
The cat that ate the mouse.
Yeah,
it was so sad. It was at the bottom of my driveway, and I was like looking at it for days. I'm like, he's I believe he's deceased. So I'm just going to let nature, Mother Nature, take care of whatever.
Okay. But we'll let a bald eagle come pick him up or whatever.
Well, see, that's also the thing. Because, you know, we had all the rain and all the downpours.
Oh, no.
Well, once that stopped, I go to my driveway, and where that field mouse was just like a ball of hair. I don't know what happened, but it, and Ava even said, oh my gosh.
I'm disappointed that you're forking a dead field mouse.
I know, that's why I said probably the cat that did it, because I was just like, oh no. Oh,
poor
no.
Little mouse. I know.
It was just a ball of hair. Like, what happened?
That mouse was trying to live its best life out there in the field. You've read the story, City and Country Mouse.
City Mouse, Country Mouse.
And
like,
meanwhile, Monica leaves it there as an example to the children. Circle of life. Yeah.
We watched Lion King over the weekend.
It becomes the grass.
Yes, it becomes the grass. Oh. But I'm like, what really happened? Did the downpours just turn into a ball of hair?
Ooh-wee.
I know, sorry. Too much this morning.
Somebody clean their plate.
R.I.P.
Good morning, Nature Show. No. R.I.P. Let's get Sarah and Manita in here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, Sarah, help cleanse us
please do.
From the waters of nature.
Well, fork you to job applications that you can see the status of for 4 months and haven't heard anything.
Oh,
that sucks.
Sarah.
And especially working on my master's for these job applications.
Yeah. Sarah.
And working a full-time job and a mom.
I know. You know what you got? That one's got to go away. That one's not happening. I'm telling you, with job applications, if they don't get in touch with you in about the first week, they've moved on to, they'll say that all the time. They'll leave you hanging. Oh, we're still in, looking, blah, blah, blah. That means they don't like anyone in the stack. And forget them for that anyway, Sarah, right?
Sure.
Exactly. Yes.
But yeah, I would say I'd cut my losses on that one.
Like,
they ain't calling back. You got ghosted. But that dude ain't calling you back, so it's one of those. Good morning, Jamie in Parisburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Jamie.
I want to say fork you to homemade slime tutorials.
Homemade slime tutorials? Slime. Yeah, can I get an amen? I totally agree on that.
Okay.
Slime?
Yeah, my contact solution, shaving cream, I'm chiseling flue out of my mixing bowl.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
How old are your kids?
8 and 13.
Yep, and that's what they do. Antoine, you have to understand, so they find these videos online of homemade slime, and then they start taking all of your ingredients. My daughter does that all the time. Where could I get some shaving cream and some vanilla extract? What are you doing? What's going on?
But if you do it well, you make a lot of money.
I should apologize because, you know, working in the school before I came here, we definitely showed the kids the homemade slime tutorials on YouTube.
Fork you, Antoine, because then they bring it home to poor Jamie. Oh, thank you so much for that one. Let's get Jacob in here. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing all right?
Pretty good.
Fork you.
Take it away, Jacob. What do you got?
I've got a big fork you for my boss. After taking the day off today, he calls me wanting to know where I'm at. Because he forgot I had the day off.
Oh. So did you have to go in or just say, yo, day off. Bye.
Day off. Doctor's appointment. See you later.
Good. Yes. Fantastic. He stood strong.
Yeah. Yes, but the stress of seeing work call you on your day off.
You're
like, wait, did I
get something wrong?
Did I schedule the right day?
Yeah.
I'm home making slime. Leave me alone.
I know.
What's going on there? Oh, Monica Brooks just watching the power of nature in her driveway.
Yes.
Jeez.
I know, it was very...
Planet Earth.
I know.
Fork you.
Well, fork the cat that pulled that.
There we go.
Yes, fork
the
cat.
Deceased.
I know.
Cat done leaves field mouse carcass.
Yeah,
just
neighborhood cat
there.
Just pulls
And then
12 seconds later.
It's just a carcass of hair.
I know, it's very disturbing.
Washed away by the rain. I was very disappointed in myself. I didn't have this ready for you, though.
We can all learn from this, children. Like, oh, God.
Poor little Fievel mouse. Text 52353. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Fork you for new car keys costing $300. That's Nate in Oklahoma City. That's what they cost now. You don't realize that?
No.
I had no clue.
I didn't know it was $300.
Oh, yeah, because they all
car
have
car key?
Yes, because they have little chippies in them and a lot, even if it's keyless.
But still, $300.
Fobs, yes.
Wow.
I know. I miss the good old days. You could just open cars with a screwdriver.
I know.
It's yeah. If you if those bucks. Little things go, forget it. You got to go get another one. Whoa. And it's Preston in Roanoke. Fork you to clumsy feet. Tripped getting into and threw hot scalding hot coffee all over the place in his car.
You gotta be careful.
Morning. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this one. Fork you to Friday lunch meeting with no actual lunch being provided.
That's not a lunch meeting. That's just a meeting on
that
Friday.
That is true, where you could possibly bring your own sandwich or something.
It's a Friday meeting.
I agree with that, Forker.
Who put lunch into that?
Yeah. We had a time here once where we had to work extra long one day, and somebody here came around, and they said, we're going to take care of you. You guys want lunch? We'll get you guys some lunch. So we got lunch, and then the next day, our boss gave us a bill. Like, what?
Oh, wow.
For you.
I would have ordered that.
I would not have I would not have done that. Oh. Why did I get the filet mignon for lunch and four of them to bring home? What's going on here? Oh, yeah, I feel your pain. Fork you to the house buying process and being delayed for the fourth Friday in a row.
The banks
are horrible right now. I'm trying to close on a property. We've already been delayed twice. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, the bank's paperwork, two different addresses were on the paper. We'll fix it, and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be another week. Oh, awesome. You know where they are? They're at the Friday lunch meeting with no lunch provided. Owning extravagant things, a kid who talks to ghosts, and living in a toilet. Here on your top moments of the week. We count them down on the week that was. We look back. It's the one time it's good to look in the rearview mirror.
Yes, to see what you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because sometimes you forget.
Yep. What do we do?
It's all the drugs we do, man. We just, Monica, me, and Antoine, it's just, we're taking Molly every day.
What day is it?
Hey, I didn't know what day it was this week, so I guess that's fair. We count them down. Top moments of the week, what were they here on the K92 Morning Thing? And we start with the extravagance that is Antoine Terrell.
Oh, thank you.
The fancy things that he has. And the not disaster disasters when you almost lose your fancy beard comb. We need to deal with real travesty and tragedy needing to be overcome because Antoine couldn't find his beard comb yesterday. So
I could not.
Oh, your
not.
Beard comb.
Yeah. Yes.
Forget me almost dying this morning. Antoine's beard almost looked a little bit scraggly yesterday.
It almost, I thought about shaving my beard off. Because I couldn't find the comb, and I was like, I'd have to order a new one.
You have to order it. You can't just go to the hair store.
No, because it's a mahogany wood.
Mahogany wood? That's like for caskets. I mean, come on. You know what you hear above all else in that thing?
What's that?
The stuff people can buy when they don't have children.
Yes.
Mahogany.
My name is Antoine Terrell. Pardon me while I comb my beard with this mahogany beard comb.
I imagine the queen has one as well.
I got mine from the queen, actually.
The queen has a beard.
She has a mahogany comb for her hair.
Her leg hair.
She might comb her hair.
The queen combs out her armpit hair with a fine mahogany comb.
My mahogany combs, they have names. They're Lennon and Isabella. That's what it is. Yep, Monica's got Hendrix and
Ava. They run their fingers
Ava.
Through your hair.
There you go.
And it's very sticky.
They take all your money. And it's a syrup comb. It's horrible. Top clip two. Speaking of children and Monica specifically, Hendrix, her son, has now become the second kid in the family to talk to ghosts. Definitely a pattern as he's sitting at the hair salon.
Hendrix had a haircut yesterday.
Yeah.
And the barber's there cutting someone's hair. We're waiting. And Hendrix starts talking, but he's not looking at me or talking to me. And he said, "Why are you waiting?" I'm like, "Who is he talking to?" Like,
there was nobody else.
There's nobody's there. Nobody's there.
So he's talking to this empty chair.
He's talking to the empty chair. He said, "What are you waiting for? Why are you waiting?"
Do you hear this, Antoine? This is the curse of black hair, is even when you're dead and a ghost, you're still waiting in the salon. You're still sitting there.
You're still waiting.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is weird.
Some curses you're saddled with forever. I promise you, I can probably still get a sunburn in heaven, too, as a very pale individual.
Oh.
You're like, well, you're closer to the sun. Now you have to use 4 million. So I'm like, no! Top clip. Speaking of me and my anguish down here on Earth.
Yes.
I spent my week not living in a house.
Yes.
Living in a toilet. I have done nothing but clean up poop and pee since Friday. I believe I should explain that my mother was out of town and I had to watch two of her dogs. One of them elderly, my elderly dog, all of them just lashing out at each other for an entire week of feces house.
Oh, very exciting weekend.
I know. Thank you. Monica, I have kept track. 6 poops and 8 pees since Friday.
That's good. That's
good. I know.
Got a little tally.
Thank you.
Tally on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It's a very sad tote board. Yeah, it's one of those. Mm. I live in a toilet. I actually did declare, because I'm a little dramatic in these situations. I said, we don't live in a house anymore. No. We live in a toilet. It is one giant toilet.
Yep. So, who won?
Well, the dogs went home, so does that mean
dog
I win?
Won?
Which dog had the most poops? Yeah, I don't care about the peas.
All dogs won. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the loser. No. Antoine's over here spending his money on fine mahogany beard combs.
Mahogany. Yes.
I'm spending mine on Swiffer Wet Jet.
Yeah.
They're gone now. So at least I have my house back to normal. Your top moments of the week.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Chris Hemsworth. He's in another movie. Now that Avengers is done, what is he going to do?
I mean, he's been off for what? Hours.
Hours, hours. He's staying busy. Yeah. He has Men in Black.
Yeah, he's in the new Men in Black movie.
Mm-hmm. International.
Men in Black International.
Yes.
And he's talking about when he first saw the original movie, mm-hmm. and it's going to make you feel old when he starts talking.
I think I was 14 when the first one came out.
13. So how old is he now?
I don't know, 30?
We may be close in the same age because I was around like 8th to 9th grade when I saw the first one.
It's crazy to think that
it was on VHS then.
It's been that long, and he's a kid, and Will Smith is a grown adult. Because I pictured the two of them to me just seem close enough in age.
You would think, but no.
But no, not at all.
I think I was 14 when the first one came out. It was this sort of introduction to Will Smith as the world's biggest movie star. And just at that time, I remember thinking, and not consciously thinking I wanted to be an actor, but wanted to inhabit those worlds and the universe that those guys were creating. And
okay, well, good.
I'm gonna tell you this much. I haven't really seen any previews for this movie.
I've seen all the trailers.
I just get the feeling that this is becoming the summer of underwhelming performances for these franchise reboots and sequels and whatever.
They're calling it the summer of reboots. They really are saying that because that's all that people are putting out there.
The reviews for this new Men in Black are not stellar.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
They're not stellar.
And it sucks for Hemsworth because his brother, Little Hemsworth, so he did a movie with, what's her name? Is it Rebel Wilson or something like that? What's her
Rebel.
Name?
Rebel.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love Monica. It's Little Hemsworth and Rebel Wilson.
Rebel.
I was like, what's her name?
Starring in whatever the hell it is.
They did a movie. Don't watch it. It's like, it's terrible. But it's at the Red Box. It's one of the, dang it. What's it called?
Ask for it by name.
Ask for it by name. Don't watch is what it's called.
It's called Little Hemsworth and Rebel.
Isn't it romantic?
Yeah, it's awful.
Isn't How do you even romantic? End up watching a movie like that? You have access to every movie ever and every TV show you could possibly want, and you somehow picked that out. Was it the only thing left in the Red Box?
No.
Is there a button on the Red Box you can put?
Random.
Can you push what the hell? And they just give you whatever.
It's a what the hell movie.
It spits it out. Uh-huh. Give me something. And it just comes out and you get free gum with it. That's your reward.
Yeah, don't watch that movie.
But this summer, I just, with the Godzilla being sort of underwhelming.
Everything's underwhelming
and
so
Dark
far.
Shadow was another one. Mm-hmm. We have this Men in Black. I feel like there's other ones
What's
I'm not
going
even thinking
on?
Of. It's because
Hollywood.
We've seen all these movies 1,000 times over. What else?
All right, Gwyneth Paltrow, she admits that she has an issue with her son. Her son is 13. But he loves Fortnite and chicken nuggets, which is shocking because it's Gwyneth Paltrow who has the website Goop and really pushes all this health,
yep,
related stuff.
This is what happens. I mean, I'm the same way as somebody who makes a lot of fancy foods at the house and is food snobby. And then my son is this kid, Fortnite and chicken nuggets, man.
Mm.
And there's nothing you can do about it until if you expose them to foods and they'll eat it. No, sometimes they just dig in their heels and they want 4 things. And this story, Monica, gives me no hope.
No, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, but Gwyneth's kid is 13. I keep thinking my son's going to grow out of it. But when I see this and then I hear about Monica's husband.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Nope.
They are.
It's all right.
They are.
But I don't want them to be.
Let them blossom into the flower that they are.
That is right.
But that flower is so bland and tasteless. Is there a tongue replacement surgery?
They
can
have
we do
fun.
That?
And they enjoy it. When your son's going to grow up and as an adult, you're going to end up trying to trick him like I would do with Jared, like sneaking little.
I try to do it already.
Yeah.
It has to feel odd for you to try to sneak vegetables into the food of
or
someone.
Or just some kind of different. Because I tried the blue cheese and I try to stuff blue cheese in the burger. And Jared, he caught it right off. He said, something's not right.
It doesn't matter where you stuff blue cheese. Someone's going to know that it's been stuffed somewhere.
That is true.
Can't hide that one.
It's time for the Strong Dad Show! Woo!
Go from so quiet.
Well, exactly. That's how we roll around here. Strong Dad shout-outs. We've been asking for them all week. And let me just say that we got a ton of entries.
That's awesome.
A ton of amazing entries. Yep. So many great things about people's dads. And it was really, really hard for me, even just to pick the 10 finalists.
Mm-hmm, very touching emails.
How to pick the winner, I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just throw them all up in the air and see what lands. Ah, there you go.
Thank all of you.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody that took the time to nominate a strong dad in their life. And what we're actually going to do, because these 10 finalists are going to go up on the K92 billboards this weekend, the messages, we are going to put all of the strong dad shout-outs up on our website this weekend as well.
So you just scroll and see them.
K92radio.com. You can try to find yourself on there and see if maybe someone has given you a strong dad shout out. So we put them all up there. And we're going to read a bunch of them on Monday, too. Even some of the ones that weren't finalists or weren't the winner, because they're just, like I said, there
really
were
good
just
messages.
Really, really great things. So thank you for taking the time to do that. Thank you to Southern Smoke Company Barbecue and Catering in Rocky Mount. Like them on Facebook, and they can cater events for you. They are Southwest Virginia's distributor of the Kamado Joe grills. These are those big, fancy ceramic grills. Mm-hmm. 200-pound beauty.
I know.
That is. Did you know, Monica, that the grill is missing from our prize closet?
Missing?
I don't know what happened to it.
Zach.
Go to your house and pick it up.
Yes. Bring it back on Monday.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
But I didn't want anyone to take it or anything. I had to test it and make sure it worked.
Are you going to do a trade? You'd be like, you can take my grill.
You can take. Now, that's what I call music volume 70. so it's an awesome grill. You can, if you want to go to Southern Smoke Barbecue Company, they are the retailer. They'll show you how to set it up. Mm-hmm. Actually, they'll set up for you and show you how to use it. They give you a free bag of charcoal, all that stuff. They cater events, too. It's great. Barbed Wire Sauces of Virginia. BarbedWireSaucesVA.com for all of their stuff. They also sell them a couple different places in Rocky Mount. They have them in Roanoke at Jameson Orchard in the Farmer's Market store there. And Doomsday Tactical as well. Thank you so much. So let's get our 10 finalists. We'll announce those. The big winner will be on Monday. So let's shout them out here. Let's hear it for Jeremy Dolan in Dublin. That is from his wife, Caitlin. So Jeremy is in the Army, actually lost the use of one of his arms, but has still been an amazing dad. Even taught himself how to change diapers.
Ah, there you go.
And that would have been a perfect time to be like, yo, look, hand, can't. Sorry.
Exactly.
But shout out to you, Jeremy. And again, we're going to get in-depth more on these people on Monday, a lot of them. Like Jerry Mountcastle in Ferrum. He's one of our finalists from his daughter, Jessica McPherson. Keith Wingfield in Roanoke from his daughter, Autumn Lavering. Keith works full-time on the railroad. So you got the hot summer days, you got the cold winter snowy days, you got people like Monica always saying, you'll be working on the railroad.
And he's like, please.
You got to hear that joke all the time.
Your entire life, I know. Yeah. Bill Laws in Linside, shout out to Bill. That's from his daughter Christina. Built 7 days a week he works with a 1-hour commute each way. When he gets home, he works on the farm.
Woo!
Oh, and
do you sleep?
No, he doesn't. Two-time cancer survivor, too.
Wow.
Right, because he never rested. So cancer, when you don't sleep, cancer has no time to take over. He's like, out of here. Bob Smith in Roanoke from his daughter Amanda. Shout out to you. Kenny Blanchard in Lynchburg, a.k.a. Big Kenny, is what I'm told by everybody who knows him. That's from Cassandra. Mark Greer in Hardy. That is from your daughter Emily Eagle. Patrick Tolley in Roanoke from his wife Kelly Tolley. Patrick, full-time worker. Full-time student, and Kelly says he's still happy to come home and enjoy a late-night game of hide-and-seek with the two children.
Oh, nice.
That's called bedtime.
Well, yeah.
You guys go hide. I'm going to look for you.
Oh, you can go to sleep?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I would, or you find a really good place to hide where you've put a little blanket or a beanbag chair, and you just curl up and you go to bed, and the kids have to take 4 hours to try to find you. Let's see. Shout out Steve Cundiff in Rocky Mount. That is from his daughter, Jessica Taylor, and also our finalist, Josh Meadows in Blacksburg from his wife,
Josh.
Courtney Price. What Courtney says kind of sums it up with a lot of the different strong dads. She says, I am so proud of this man and everything he has overcome in the past. He has such unconditional love for all his kids and even my son, who he has taken in as his own since the beginning. I couldn't thank him enough for everything he does for our family. So shout out to you, Josh. Those are our 10 finalists.
Yes.
So their messages are going up on the billboards all throughout the K92 listening area. You'll see those this weekend. We'll put put all of them up on our website later on today. That'll be there for the weekend too, k92radio.com. And then 7:15 Monday morning, we will announce that grand prize winner for the $1,000 Kamado Joe Grill. Thank you again to Southern Smoke Company Barbecue and Catering in Rocky Mount, as well as Barbed Wire Sauces of Virginia. And of course, us, the K92 Morning Thang. Strong Dad shout outs. It's a hip hop spelling bee. It's a hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip hop spelling bee. It's a hip hop spelling bee.
Jonah.
Rejoice, everybody. It's Father's Day. Gonna celebrate Dad in every way. So grab yourself a big old steak and give that juicy booty a shake. What's up?
It's a happy Father's Day.
Twerk your feet. Yeah. Antoine Terrell, you are first.
Okay.
Hip hop spelling bee. Please spell Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Y O G O T T I.
Yo
Gotti.
Yo Gotti is.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Good
point
start.
For Antoine.
Good start.
1 point. Monica Brooks. Mm-hmm. Please spell Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk. Lil Durk.
Okay, it's L-I-L-D-U-R-K. Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
Not bad at all. So far, so good. All tied up in the hip-hop spelling bee. Just a reminder, Bob Patrick's going to be at U.S. Cellular tomorrow, noon to 2 in Salem, 1420 West Main Street. They have all these prepaid plans you can learn about, great phones to choose from, all with strong national coverage. We'll have Cardi B tickets as well.
Ooh.
Hip-hop spelling bee, round 2. Antoine Terrell, please spell Freaky Zeke. Freaky Zeke.
Freaky Zeke. All right. I know who the person is. I just don't know how to spell his name.
Freaky Zeke.
Freaky Zeke.
Awesome foursome on the way. Four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. 9 o'clock.
F-R-E-A-K-Y. Z-E-E-K-Y. Freaky Zeke.
No.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry. Monica
Freaky
Brooks,
Zeke?
Your chance to steal Freaky Zeke.
Freaky Zeke. Okay, he's probably like F-R-E-E-K-Y, Zeke, Z-E-E-K-Y.
Ah, going for sort of the same thing there. Freaky and Zeke is...
Oh,
I thought you were right.
Sorry. The correct answer is F-R-E-E-K-E-Y.
Oh, come on.
Z-E-K-Y. E-Y. So really no pattern there
either.
That's
the key.
Freaky Zeke.
Yeah.
Freaky Zeke. Okay. Monica Brooks, you get this one right, you win. If not, we go to tiebreaker.
Okay.
Here we go. Please spell Royce da 5'9".
Who?
Royce da 5'9".
He's out of Detroit.
He's well known.
He's from Detroit.
Royce da 5'9".
That's mine?
That's yours.
Yes,
okay.
Royce da 5'9".
Royce da 5'9".
Royce da 5'9". Royce, duh.
He's really popular. He's really popular.
Royce da 5'9".
Okay. R-O, Royce da 5'9". Okay. R-O-Y-C-E-D-A, the number 5, 2, the number 2, I mean, 9, the number 9.
Okay.
Royce da 5'9". Royce, I don't know. What is this?
That means you're wrong.
Oh, Antoine, you must get this to stay alive.
Royce da 5'9". And I say he's so popular, but I'm not really sure how to spell his name. All right. Royce da 5'9". R-O-Y-C-E.
That is
D-A,
correct.
The number 5 and the number 9.
Is?
Are you
correct.
So
yes.
I added too much. I added 2.
You put a 2 in there.
I think that's legitimately his height.
It's his height. It's actually, and if I wanted to get specific, it would be R-O-Y-C-E-D-A 5 apostrophe 9
quotation
5'9". Royce da 5'9" means
tiebreaker.
You have an advantage in a tiebreaker.
It all comes down to this.
You say your name even when you don't know the answer.
No, I don't. No, watch it happen.
Tiebreaker. So you buzz in with your name.
Come on.
Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Spell Lil Soda Boy.
Oh, Well, somebody has the mon.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lock it up.
Little soda boy.
Little soda boy.
Little soda boy.
Little soda boy.
Crap.
Come on, Monica.
All right, little soda boy.
I'm kind of cheering for you.
Okay, L-I-L. I think he's just going to say
that
it.
Is correct.
He's going to say it. Little soda boy.
Lil, L-I-L.
All right. L-I-L-S-O-D-A-B-O-Y. Okay. Little soda boy. He's going to keep it just like it is.
The same. Yep. Little soda boy.
I'm partially cheering for you because I was too scared to guess.
Oh,
that means you're wrong.
Not so much that I'm disappointed that I won, though. No.
Man.
Shout out to RJ.
Was that close? No.
And what they do.
And they stay there.
The correct answer, L-I-L, S-O-D-A, B-O-I.
Yep,
B-O-I,
I figured.
Little soda. Boy! Oh my God, somebody pranked the queen. What happened?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
And by queen, I do mean of England. Not Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. Okay.
That
not
person,
Queen Bee.
They wouldn't even live to tell the story.
No, she wouldn't take
happened.
A joke like that. Mm-mm.
Queen of England was pranked in classic style as well. We'll explain. Blow your mind. We have the stories ripped right from the headlines, and then I rip a word or so from the actual story. Mm-hmm. Try to figure out what they are. Queen Elizabeth pranked with blank. Was it A, pizza delivery? B, one of those is your refrigerator running phone calls? Or C, a pie in the face?
The refrigerator.
Refrigerator phone call?
Yeah, uh-huh. No way she's getting
you
pie.
Say
no,
refrigerator?
You wouldn't, no, they wouldn't
you're
pie
the queen. You're
not pieing
the queen.
Uh-uh.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, now no one pied the queen because we would have absolutely heard about
yeah.
that. But they did deliver a bunch of pizzas to the queen's house.
Aww.
Somebody ordered 4 cheeseburger pizzas from Domino's to Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace.
Uh-huh.
How did they not catch this? That would be the real question.
Well,
because they also said it wasn't done online. It was done on the phone.
So I guess you
so
just
it was
call
Harry or
in
someone?
You gave maybe they gave the address. Did they say Buckingham Palace or did they give like the address
was,
of
I'm
the
not
palace?
Probably, it was someone in the palace that worked there that was like, I really want to eat something different. Like I just want a pizza.
Maybe somebody wanted a pizza.
And they know she's not gonna eat she's not gonna eat a pizza.
Are you
That's
not allowed to order Domino's
you
at Buckingham
are
Palace?
Not.
Why not?
I
well,
can't
because they have to
are.
Check the food in case you try to poison the
yeah,
queen.
Security
but,
and
but
all
I,
that.
But if you work there, you are allowed.
Yeah, okay. So you're not allowed to order pizza.
I guess not.
If you're there at Buckingham Palace, that's a travesty. Story number 2. Antoine, this is a good cautionary tale for us because we have to fly with Miss Monica very
oh,
soon.
Gosh. Yes, you yes. do.
And she does not fly well.
Antoine gets to hold my hand.
I haven't agreed to this.
No, you can't. It doesn't matter.
I gotta be honest. It's the only thing that's making me excited about flying basic economy is we're not allowed to pick our seats. So I really have got my fingers crossed. I am far away from you.
No.
Woman tries to go to the bathroom on the plane.
Uh-oh.
Accidentally blanks. A, opens the cockpit door and makes the plane dive 10,000
no.
feet. B, opens the emergency exit and makes that slide come out.
Uh-uh.
Or C, opens the bathroom door while she's in there pooping naked.
C.
The slide, B.
Antoine is...
Correct!
It was the slide. They weren't in the air yet.
I was going to say.
They hadn't left. She had to go to the bathroom, accidentally open the emergency exit, and then this is things get really annoying if you're on the plane with Miss Monica's cousin, is when that thing opens, everybody has to get off.
You
yeah,
have to get off.
Yeah.
That is the rule. Flight was delayed 7 hours.
Damn.
I'll tell you what, I'm sliding down it. I'm not taking the steps.
I bet you it probably won't even let you.
No,
I bet they didn't even let you.
I'm going down that side.
No.
Oh, and it costs anywhere between $6,000 and $30,000 to the airline when that chute opens. I guess to put it back together.
Uh-huh.
Or
so
whatever.
Does she have to pay for that?
That's a great question. I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not.
No.
It was an accident. She just opened the door.
But also, I would say helpful tip too for Antoine is if you are pooping naked on the plane, because I know you like to do that.
Oh, Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Make sure to hold that door shut because the rest of us don't want to see that. Final one. There is a growing trend of stupid criminals using blank. A, Facebook Live. B, PayPal. Or C, ride-sharing apps.
I think it's all.
Probably is all.
I'm going to go B.
I'm going ride-sharing apps.
Antoine is?
Correct.
That, at least for the story I have here. There's probably some people doing PayPal for money laundering, and there's plenty of idiots that are on Facebook Live committing crimes. But this is, police say, is a growing trend where people are using car sharing rental vehicles. You know, you can just kind of pick up the car as their getaway car for crimes. Morons, your name is attached to your account for the car sharing place. Your credit card is on file.
But I don't own the car. Like, they'll never figure out it's me, dude. I don't own it.
You millennials are going to have to do better if you're going to be robbing, okay? you know what? Just don't rob. That would be a better idea. Please don't.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.